Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples here on a Tuesday morning. It's Riley County Day here on the show. Once a month, we get an update from one of our county commissioners and a department head. And today we have Greg McKinley, county commissioner, joining us on the program. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
He's also joined here this morning by Alice Massimi, who is the public information officer for Riley County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both on. And we're actually going to start with Alice here this morning because I know there's some new information that she wants to make sure to get out to the community here. And that, as I understand, involves COVID-19 vaccines and specifically COVID vaccines for children.
Yeah, it does. So we had had an idea that the decision that came down yesterday regarding Pfizer was in the works. So we've been planning ahead. So just for those that don't know, yesterday the FDA authorized the Pfizer vaccine for children 12 to 15. Before it was for individuals 16 and up. We have not received any Pfizer here in Riley County, but we'll be getting Pfizer hopefully by the end of this week so that as long as the CDC, who will meet tomorrow, they'll give kind of that final approval to vaccinate those who are 12 to 15 years old. As long as they approve that, our plans are on May 20th to have a vaccination event for those specifically who are ages 12 to 18. Of course, if a parent brings their child and they have not been vaccinated, we are happy to vaccinate anybody that comes. But this event, we're specifically targeting those who are 12 to 18 to get them vaccinated. This is a population that nationwide we are seeing an increase in COVID cases among children right now, who was a population in the past that really wasn't being affected by COVID. So it's even more important that we ensure we get these kiddos, these teenagers vaccinated. And today at 12 o'clock, we are going to have a Facebook Live with two area doctors, with Dr. Duff and also Dr. Gorrell. Both of them are pediatricians with Pediatric Associates in Manhattan. We're going to have them on to just kind of answer some of the concerns that parents have, address some of the hesitancy that parents might have, and you know, encourage people to get their children vaccinated.
Yeah, whatever hesitancy there has been in adults, I know that it may be magnitude just magnified is the correct word I'm trying to figure out here.
It's Tuesday. It's okay.
Right. It may be magnified with parents of children here just because of uncertainty.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, I think people are on the fence, whether it was getting yourself vaccinated or not, but especially when it comes to your kids, because you don't want to put them at a greater risk than needed. But I will say that there was a trial done, over 2,200 children ages 12 to 15 were part of that trial. Half of those children received the vaccine, half did not. And out of the half that received the vaccine, there was 100% effectiveness. And the individuals that received the placebo, so they were pretty much injected with saline, 18 of them got COVID. So I think, you know, when you're making your decision, it's important to know, number one, that the science behind this vaccine is not new. The mRNA vaccine, that science has been around for years. And also to know that the trials have been done, the studies have been done to ensure that it's safe, to ensure that there's not going to be a mass amount of severe side effects. They are saying that there will be side effects, but similar to what you or I experienced when we received the vaccine. So, you know, most people are not receiving a side effect from the first vaccine, but the second one, you know, they're having the fever, the chills, and, you know, the sore arm following the vaccine. But I think, of course, it's a personal choice, especially when it's for your kiddos. And we just want to make sure that when people are making that decision, that they're making an informed decision, that they are either speaking with their pediatricians or other healthcare providers, and that they're not kind of listening to some of the banter on Facebook, shall I say, which a majority of it is not factually true.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we've seen vaccinations kind of level off here, not just here locally, but nationally. How much do you think that vaccinating some of this age group could help us get even closer to that herd immunity goal that we're trying to get to.
Well, I think they said that by adding this age group nationwide, this will add 17 more million individuals that are eligible to receive a vaccine. So, of course, that will help us. I think it will all depend on the percentage of kiddos that get vaccinated. We're hoping that by educating the public, we're able to address their concerns and kind of decrease some of that hesitancy so that more of them do get vaccinated, especially, I know we're headed into summer, but come the school year, it's better for them to be protected against COVID. So then that way we can make sure that schools stay open, make sure that we have this return to normalcy and that we don't have to, regress back to mask wearing or to limited occupancy or remote learning or anything like that.
Yeah. Has the school districts here in Riley County, have they reached out to the health department? Are they in support of this?
They are actually. They recently also helped us distribute a survey to parents to kind of gauge interest in having their kids vaccinated. And I think we've gotten responses. It's still early on, but there is a decent amount of interest in having in parents having their children vaccinated. So this is why we're planning the health department is planning an event on May 20th. As I said, it's not just gonna be a vaccination event. We're gonna have free food. We're gonna have some activities. We've got a lot of local organizations coming out to make this more of a fun event instead of just getting stuck with a needle there. They'll also be able to get, we'll have snow cones free for those who get vaccinated and a bunch of other goodies for those that attend the event. And again, we're just waiting for that. The CDC will meet tomorrow and to decide whether to update the recommendation. And once that goes through, then we'll be pushing out all the specific details in regards to how to get an appointment and the times and location and everything.
All right. Well, it's been a really smooth process, the whole rollout. Once we got vaccines here, it seemed like it just went kind of flawlessly. I know you guys kind of updated kind of how that process works here. I think it was last week it was announced that no longer would you be doing the text alerts. Or you just make an appointment. Isn't that right?
Yeah, now you make an appointment and you just call the health department actually to make that appointment. Because the main reason is because the number of individuals wanting to get vaccinated really fell off drastically. And so we did not need to have the appointment system online. But our appointments are filling up at the health department this week, next week, and I believe we're booked out the following week also. But people can call the health department, and just in case they don't know that number, it's 785-565-6560. And they can call any Monday through Friday between 8 and 5. And the health department staff will work with you to make an appointment and get you in there for your vaccine.
All right. Remind us where that Facebook Live event will take place again.
So it'll be on the Riley County Health Department Facebook page. And if you tune in at noon, the video will pop up, the Facebook Live will pop up, and we'll be answering questions. So you can type your question in there. And again, we'll have two area pediatricians on answering your questions and any concerns that you might have. And also, too, if I could plug very quickly, Brandon, we're going to be having some upcoming vaccine events. Vaccine clinics, kind of not at Podwarf, but smaller scale. But we'll be having one at the Riley County office building on May 25th between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. So if you have to hit up the DMV for any reason or the treasurer's office, you can do a two for one here. Take care of that. And while you wait or before or after, get your vaccine.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. That's good news and a lot more people getting vaccinated. That's good news for the whole community. Anything else, Alice?
No, I think that is it. Thank you for letting us join you. And if anybody wants any more information regarding the upcoming clinics or that May 20th event, all of that can be found on the Riley County Health Department's Facebook page or also on RileyCountyKS.gov. We have the big Riley County COVID-19 information and updates section on the page, which has all the updated information.
All right. Sounds good. Alice, appreciate you joining us here. We're going to and take our first break in the program. Come back with Greg McKinley here, Riley County Commissioner, up next on News Radio KMAN.